Today's shir is Masechta Melachos Daf Chaf Hei, and we will begin at Daf Chaf Hei on Aleph at the Mishnah. We've previously learned in our shiurim of the concept of Ritzu Tzitz. Ritzu Tzitz teaches us that if the blood, certainly this everybody agrees to, if the blood of a carbon becomes Tamei, the tzitz affects that it should be usable anyway. And then, Mitzvah Shem, in fact, in today's shiur, we will discuss to what degree, when, where, what, and when. As we've also learned in our shiur, most are of the opinion that if the Amrin become Tamei, so too is Ritzu Tzitz effective. We've learned, and we will, in Mitzvah Shem, learn in our shiur today, that there's a machloikis if the tzitz is also effective for achilas, for the meat meant to be eaten, if that meat becomes tamei. Although Tosfos and Rishonim clearly teach us that everybody is in agreement that the tzitz, even if there is ritzui tzitz on the meat meant to be eaten, it will not create a situation that one would be allowed to eat that meat. There would only be Ritzu Tzitz on that meat. The Gemara in Masechta Yuma brings a Machloikas Tanoim. If the Kohen Gadol has to actually be wearing the Tzitz in order to affect Ritzu Tzitz, one opinion holds that there's Ritzu Tzitz even if the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the Tzitz. The proof being that the Kohen Gadol didn't always wear the tzitz, Yom Kippur, he did the Avodah without wearing the tzitz. The other opinion is that there's Ritzu Tzitz even only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. The Rishonim point out that even according to the opinion that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be wearing the tzitz for there to be Ritzu Tzitz, if the tzitz chas v'shalom is broken, certainly there wouldn't be any ritzu tzitz. According to the opinion that there is ritzu tzitz when the kohen gadol is wearing the tzitz, the question is machlokes rishonim, at exactly what time does the kohen gadol have to be wearing the tzitz that it should affect that ritzu tzitz? Rashi seems to learn, and Tosfos agrees, that it depends on the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz when the actual tumah occurred. The Yad Ramah holds that he has to be wearing the tzitz when the kakrova of this carbon is taking place. Actually, there's a very interesting Ur Sameach. As is going to become clear in the Mishnah that we're going to learn in a moment, that Ritzu Tzitz is something that we only rely on b'diavad. Certainly, l'chatchila, one should not rely to bring a carbon that's tamei based on Ritzu Tzitz. But there's a machloikis harishonim why one should not rely l'chatchila on Ritzu Tzitz. Rashi seems to learn that's only midrabbanan. In other words, midaraisa, we can rely on ritzu tzitz, even l'chatchila. The rabbanan are the ones that say we should only rely on ritzu tzitz b'diyavad. So the Ur Sameach asks that the pasuk that teaches us the halacha of ritzu tzitz says v'nosa aroin es avoin hakadoshim. So we clearly see that the pasuk is calling it an oven. So isn't the pasuk clearly indicating that we should not rely l'chatchila on ritzu tzitz? Says the Ur Sameach that it really depends how we understand the ritzu tzitz is effective. According to Rashi, who says that the tzitz must be worn at the time when the occurrence of Tugma took place, at the time of the Tumma, so therefore, according to that opinion, min ha-Torah, l'chatchila, we can now do the akrovas akarbon were based on retreatists, because the retreatists created a situation as if the carbon is not tamei at all. That's what the retreatists accomplished. However, according to Yad Ramah, says Dor Sameach, that the retreatists doesn't have any role to play when the carbon became tamei. The role the retreatists plays is b'shas hakrova, when we're actually doing the avodah. So it's very understandable that l'chatchila, one should, even with the raisa, one l'chatchila should not do the avodah without the wearing of the tzitz. The Beis Halevi furthermore says that according to the opinions that we've been learning now, that ritzui tzitz is only effective when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. Says the Beis Halevi, it's not only that he has to be wearing the tzitz for the tzitz to be effective, he has to be wearing all of the big day kahuna in order for the tzitz to be effective. Furthermore, the Achronim, based on Yerushalmi, seem to indicate that clear the Midrash David, at least the way he understands the Yerushalmi, clearly seems to indicate that tzitz will only be effective for the zrika, that the zrika was done when the carbon is tamei, the tzitz will be effective. But the ritzui tzitz is not effective for other avodas. There are other achronim in explaining that Yerushalmi to take a more lenient view, but it seems that everybody agrees, based on that Yerushalmi, that if the dam of the carbon becomes tamei before Kabbalah Sadam, before the dam came into the keli from which it, the dam is sprinkled on the mizbeach, everybody will agree that there is no ritzui tzitz. Says the Mishnah Nitna Koimitz, if the Koimitz of the Koim Mincha that we have been discussing becomes tamei, the krivoi and the coin is makriv that carb, that Koimitz, the halacha is hatzitz meratza, the tzitz creates a kapara. However, v'yotza, if the Koimitz was taken out of the azara, the krivoi, and it's brought, and as we've learned many times, and we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem in today's shir, there the tzitz, the krivish, the tzitz, eina tzitz meratza, for that the tzitz is not effective. Four explains the Mishnah, she tzitz meratza la tamei, the tzitz is effective for the issue of tuma, veina meratza la yoytze, but it's not effective for having the carbon being taken out of the azar. Tana bon, begins the Gemara of the Brice, the pasuk says, v'nasa aaron, as avoin hakadoshim. So the question is, v'chi eza oven hu anaytze. The pasuk clearly indicates that the tzitz affects a kapara for which there is an avera. The question is, which avera is that kapara affected for? Im toimer avoin pigel, if we'll suggest, and as Rishon explained, avoin pigel here means that somebody had a machshava of chutz l'mekoymoi to take the carbon outside of its place, that the tzitz should be effective for that. Harei kvar nemar, the Torah says that if somebody had a machsheves chutz l'mekoymoi lo yichoshev, the carbon will not be effective. In timer, if we'll say avoy noiser, and as the Rishonim explain, avoy noiser here does not mean what noiser normally means. Noiser normally meaning that somebody had, that somebody left over of a carbon after the right time by which it had to be eaten, because that clearly is not what the tzitz could be effective for. Because a carbon that becomes noiser was a perfectly fine carbon, it only became noiser because it was left past the right time. That certainly is not what the tzitz is effective for. Rather, what it must mean is that somebody had a machsheva of chutz l'zmanoi, somebody had a machsheva to leave the carbon past the right time. And as Tosfos goes on to explain, even though the avera of chutz l'mekoymoi is a lot less severe than the avera of chutz l'zmanoi, because chutz l'zmanoi there's a chiyuv kares, for chutz l'mekoymoi there is no chiyuv kares, explains Tosfos that the reason the Gemara followed this order, because the Gemara first thought that maybe the tzitz is effective, and it's only effective for a lesser avera, the avera of chutz mekoymoi, but not for the most serious Avera of Chutz Lizmanoi. So therefore the Gemara first began with the Avera of Chutz Mekoimoi, proving that the Tzitz is not effective for that Avera. So then it attempts to say that maybe it is at least effective for the Avera of Pigo. Harek Vanemar, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Loi Yerotze. For that Avera, for the Avera Chutz Lizmanoi, there is no Kapara. Ha'ein Noise, what must be the Avera for which the Tzitz is effective? Ela Avon Tumma. The Avera that the Karban was brought to Tumma. And the Gemara continues, Shehutra Mechlala B'tzibur. Since we have a precedent, we know Tumma Hutra B'tzibur, that if the Tzibur is Tumme, the Karban may be brought. So we see that the din of Tumma is a lighter din, is a rule for which there is an exception to the rule, and therefore for that the Tzitz is as well effective. And as Tosfos explains, even though many Achronim suggest that Rashi doesn't agree with Tosfos' explanation, that since the Pasuk regarding the Tzitz says, L'rotzen lohem l'fnei Hashem, seems that the Tzitz is meratza, the Tzitz is effective in a place where there is rotzen. And just like by Tumah, there's Rotsen, Tumah Hutra B'tzibar, similarly here. The Rishonim go on to explain that even though we know that this question of Tumah Hutra B'tzibar is a question, is it Hutra B'tzibar or is it the Chuy B'tzibar? Hutra means that it's completely permissible. The Chuy means it's only B'dievet. Say the Rishonim, the rule makes this point, that even the opinions that hold Tumah, the Chuy B'tzibar, will agree that the Tzitz is effective because that's not the issue here. We see that Tumma is permitted with Tzibur, and since Tumma is permitted with Tzibur, so too is the Tzitz effective. Furthermore, there's a discussion in the Meches Chinuch. We know that when we say the rule of Tumma Hutra with Tzibur, it's only for a Tumma like Tumma Smes or Tumma Sheretz. But for a Tumma Hayotze Megufa, for Tumah that emanates from the person's body, Zov, Shechva Zera, there the halacha is that we don't ever say Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Says the Meches Chinuch. So perhaps, that when our Gemara is connecting the rule of Ritzui Tzitz with Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, we should suggest that the din of Ritzui Tzitz only applies for Tumah like Tumah Smes and Tumah Sheretz, not for Tumah Shiyotza Megufoi. Says the Meches Chinuch that no, once the Gemara, the Mishnah, establishes that the concept of Ritzui Tzitz, that it's effective for Tumah, it's effective for all types of Tumah. Maskula Rav Zeira asks Rav Zeira, the Gemara still tries to probe that maybe it means a different Avera, Ema Avon Yotza, that maybe it means the Avera of the carbon having been taken out of the Azara. For this too is an Avera, Shehotu Mechlala B'Bama, that we find that it's easier, that there's an exception to this rule, because we know that the halacha is that during the periods of Klal Yisrael's history, certain periods, we discussed extensively in Masechta Zvachim, the first 14 years that Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael, during the times that the Mishkan was in Shiloh, and Noiv V'Givoi, that the halacha was that they were allowed to have bamas, that the halacha is that since a bama is mutter, the halacha is that there is no din of yotze, because one can build a bama, and there's two ways of understanding the Gemara. One could certainly build a bama katana wherever he so wants, and even a bama gedayla, the bama tzibur, the rules that we know apply by normally by the Mizbeach, the din of the Azorah doesn't apply by the Bama Gedayla. So since we see that this too is an Avera for which there is an exception to the rule, perhaps for having taken the carbon outside of the Azara, there should be Ritzui Tzitz. Amalei, Amakra, the Pasuk says regarding this, L'rotzen v'hem l'fnei Hashem, that the Tzitz is only effective for Avera avoin l'fnei Hashem in, an Avera that takes place within the Azara. Avon the Yotze, but the Avera of the of having the carbon being taken out of the Azara, which by definition is obviously not Lifnei Hashem, loy, for that there is no Ritzutzitz. Continues the Gemara. Maskalar of Ilah asks of Ilah, maybe it is effective for avoiding small. As we have learned, the avoid of the Kohen was supposed to be with his right hand. Perhaps if the Kohen did the avoid with the left hand, the tzitz will be effective. For here too we find an exception to the rule. Shehut ha-mechlola b'yom kippurim. The halacha is that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would take the ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And as he took the ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would carry the coals in his right hand and the ketores in his left hand. So we see that one may do the avoid at times with the left hand, and therefore perhaps the Torah is teaching us that if at other times the avoid was done with the left hand, the tzitz will be meratza. And it's very interesting to note that the Mefarshim, based on Yerushalmi, the Kesef Mishnah, based on Yerushalmi, says that although, as we have learned, that the avoida, even if you carry the coals in the right hand and the ketores in the left hand, it was still a difficult enough avoida for the Kohen Gadol to accomplish on Yom Kippur. However, they discuss what will be the halacha if there's a Kohen who's very capable and he could carry the both the ketores and the coals in his right hand. Will he be allowed to do so? And they say absolutely not, that the avoida of Yom Kippur requires specifically that both hands, the right hand and the left hand, be used. And I saw a beautiful pshat from the Meshech Chachma explaining why is the Torah so concerned that it has to be specifically this way. He says, we know that the right hand always represents Ruchnis. As the Pasuk says, Miminoi Eish Dos Lomoi. The left hand always represents Gashmis. So all year round, indeed, the halacha is that the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash should specifically be done with the right hand. But on Yom Kippur, when we are like Malachim, so there's no right and left. We're all Kulei Kodesh. We're all completely Kodesh. And since we're all completely Kodesh, even the left hand, to show that, the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah with the left hand to make that point. But now ask the Gemara, that we've said that there is an exception, and that the Avodah may be done with the left hand. Perhaps that's what the tzitz is meratza on. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, Amakra, Avon. Avon Shahoy Bovet Chisav. When is the Tzitz Meratza? On something which is an Aveira. And we find that the Torah says that even though it's an Aveira here, there'll be an exception. Yom Kippur, says the Gemara, Fuki Yom Kippurim, that's not that there's an Aveira, that there's something wrong with doing with the left hand, but the Torah gives us a dispensation. The Sheira Mesbolhu, it's supposed to be done with the left hand. And therefore it's a whole different situation, and we can't use that as a model. Rav Ashi gives a different explanation. The tzitz is meratza for avoyin hakadoshim, for something that happened to the carbon itself. The loy avoyin hamagdishim, not something that happened to the people who did the carbon. And the left is nothing to do with the carbon, it has to do with the people who are doing the avoyda. However, it's interesting to note that the Rambam, when he quotes the halacha that we're going to speak about soon, that by Karmat Sibur, the tzitz is always meratza, and the Rambam says that the tzitz is meratza even if the Kohanim, by Karmat Sibur, if the Kohanim are tamei. Ask the Achroinim that our Gemara just taught us that the tzitz is not meratza for the Aveira that has to do with the Kohanim, only if it has to do with the carbon itself. So the Avinu also explains that where the Ritzui Tzitz, there's two points, there's two parts. One is that if, even though the carbon was brought to Tumah, there's Ritzui Tzitz, And there's a ritzui on the fact that it was not on the not just on the carbon itself, but on the avoid of the carbon. When Wow Gemara says that the tzitz is not meratza al avon hamagdishim, so it says that when the person is tamei, that the tzitz doesn't help for. So it explains that since the tzibur, there is no problem when a kohen is tamei, tumah hutra b'tzibur, so that we don't need a ritzui tzitz for that. We only need the ritzui tzitz to say that the carbon is tamei and it can still be brought, and therefore that shot in the Rambam. Continues the Gemara, Amler of Simi Breder of Idi Lervashi, Vamler of Simi Breder of Idi Lerav, Vema Avoyim Bamum. Perhaps the Ritzit Sitz is if the carbon was brought when it's a Bamum, Shenema, Shota Mechla Boifus, because we find that this is an Aveir for which there's an exception. Dom Amar, as we've learned many times, Tamas, that the Torah requires that the animal be whole, not be a Bamum, the Zachrus, or that it be a male. It's only said when one bringing an animal, then comes back to Oifus, although certainly the halacha is that one may not bring a bird that's missing an aver, but maybe that tzitz should be meratza for Balmum. Amalei, halacha amakra, lo yirotze, ki lo yirotze yilachem. The Torah clearly indicates that a karma brought as a Balmum is not effective. Did we show him? Tosfos and other Rishonim try to understand maybe it's coming to affect Kapora for other Averis. One question they ask is maybe it's coming to affect Kapora for the Trefa, that we find an exception to the rule by Malika. So the Mefarshim explained that since the Avoy Trefa is not limited to Kachim, Trefa is also by Chulin. So that's why it's not related specifically to the carbon. It's a general disqualification, and therefore that can't be what the Gemara means when it speaks about. That's not what the Torah can mean when it speaks about the tzitz being meratza. The Tosfos goes on to ask, maybe it's effective for the avera of aninus, if somebody brought up the carbon when he was an oinon, to which the Rishonim answer that the Torah says that when the kohen gadol, who's allowed to do the avera, the avoda, when he's an oinon, the Torah says lo yichalo, so it's an indication that only the kohen gadol is not mechalo. Anything else is mechulo, the avoda is completely disqualified and was brought by an oinon. And so too the Rishonim go on to ask, maybe it's referring to a situation if a carbon was brought oisai ves benoi, or a carbon was brought before 8 days. So they say the carbon being brought before 8 days, the pasuk says ma'ayim ha'shvi'i v'holo yirotza, clearly indicating that before 8 days it's not yirotza. The aveir of oisai ves benoi given is the same teres that we said by treifa, since oisai ves benoi is also applicable by Chulin, so that's not what the tzitz is meratza. The Aveira of Shloi Lishma, the Rishonim ask, perhaps the tzitz is meratza on, given that we learned extensively at the beginning of Amasechta, the opinion of Rav Shimon, that Shloi Lishma is not an issue by Karvan Mincha, at least under certain circumstances. To which the Rishonim reply, that the Gemara did not want to explain our Mishnah as following specifically the opinion of Reb Shimon and not the opinion of Rabban. Says the Gemara Tan Rabban, Darsha Nitma V'Zarkai, if the blood of a carbon became Tamei, and the Kain threw it anyway. Bishayi, in the way most Rishayim, that's where we're going to learn the Gemara, is referring to a situation where the Kain didn't realize what he was doing was wrong. He didn't realize the dam is tamei, or he didn't realize that you're not allowed to throw down when it's tamei. Hurtsa, it will be effective. B'mezid, however, if he did it b'mezid, loy hurtsa. And as we learned at the beginning of our shir, this issue, if this is b'shoyi or b'mezid loy hurtsa, the machloikus b'shoyim, if it's midaraisa, or it's only midrabonim. And as we said at the beginning of our shir, it is the opinion of Rashi, that b'mezid loy hurtsa is only midrabonim. But if so, ask the Rishonim,
So let's try to understand this situation. Midoraisa, even if it was thrown b'mezid, it will be effective. It's only an issue midrabanan. So what's going to be? The carbon midoraisa was perfectly fine. So how could one bring another carbon midrabanan? Wouldn't it be in a situation of chulun b'azara? To which these rishonim explain that according to this explanation, that b'mezid loyhurtz is only midrabanan, certainly the halacha would be that one would not be allowed to bring another carbon. What the Gemara here means to say is that that carbon that was brought, that the Zrikas Adam, the Tumah was done b'mezid, would not be allowed to be eaten. But one would not have to bring another carbon. Continued the Braisa, the Medvar Amurim, when was this all said? B'yachid, Av of a Tzibur, if it's a carbon Tzibur, Bein B'shoigit, Bein B'mezid, Hurtza. Furthermore, says the Braisa, Uba'ayv G'chavim, Bein B'shoigit, Bein B'mezid, whether the Zrikistan Tomei was done B'shoigit, B'mezid, Bein B'v'aynis, Bein B'rotzen, and as the Mepharshim explained, there is a difference between Shoigit and Aynis. Aynis means that he was coerced to do it. Shoigit means he just didn't know that he was doing something wrong. But as far as this halach is concerned, there is no difference between mezid and rotzim. But explained the Rishonim just simply saying einus v'shagig, so that's why we also say einus mezid v'rotzim, by a carbon of an akum, that we know the halach is an akum, may bring a carbon, the halach will be, by hurts it's not effective. The Brisk Rav has two ways of understanding this. Either he says, because the din of Ritzu Tzitz was not said by Karbonus Akum, that's one way of understanding the Gemara. Or another way of explaining the Gemara, says the Brisk Rav, that the carbon of an Akum never affects Kapara, never affects Ritzu. So the concept of Tzitz is Ritzu Tzitz. But by a carbon of an Akum, there is no concept of Ritzu. And since there's no concept of Ritzu, there obviously is no concept of Ritzu Tzitz. Ask the Gemara of Rimini, but it says in the Braisa, Amat it's Miratza, Al Adam, Val Abosa, Val Chelev, Shinitma. On any of these things, they became Tamei. Bein B'Shoyig, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Oinus, Bein B'Rotzen, Bein B'Yochid, Bein B'Tzibur. Here it clearly is indicated that the Tzitz is Miratza, both B'Shoyig and B'Mezid. And even though, as Rishonim could explain, that maybe the way to answer this contradiction is to say that the first Braisa is speaking with Rabbanon, and this Braisa is speaking with the Raisa, especially according to the opinion of Rashi that we have been working with, answer the Rishonim that it seems that this Braisa is not just here to teach us a din with the Raisa, that it seems that this Braisa is here to teach us the halacha, that you can rely on the tzitz, and here the Braisa is saying that you can rely on the tzitz, even b'mezid. Isn't that contradictory to the Braisa that we began with? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Vakasha. Ha Rav Yosi, ha Rabbon. These two Braises reflect a machlokus of Rav Yosi and Rabbon. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa. The halacha is, ain't tamei tamei la Torah. The din is that when one has a number of barrels of grain, for example, from which he has to take truma, he doesn't have to take truma separately from each barrel. He can take from one barrel for all of the barrels. However, teaches us the Braisa that if one barrel contains in it tamei produce, one should not take truma from that barrel on behalf of all the other barrels that are tahor. And there are two explanations given by Rishonim as to why. One is because there's a rule, ein tarmim min harah ala yofa, we're not allowed to take truma from inferior produce on behalf of better produce. Or the other halacha is, another explanation is, that one should not take truma with the result that the only thing that the kohen will be able to do with that truma is burn it. And here, truma tameya must be burnt. Loi, we have to give the truma to the kohen, v'loi la'ayroi, not to be burnt. Although I did see a very interesting discussion, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach quotes a great gadol in Yerushalayim, his name was Reb David Baharan, who wanted to come up with some sort of a solution for produce in Eretz Yisrael, for which trumas and maaseres
were not properly taken. And he said that perhaps he would say some sort of a nusach, where he's saying that at the point, as soon as the truma, as soon as the grain is cut, the truma, should, the portion that is needed for truma should be effectively separated. They won't officially separate truma. You were dealing with irreligious farmers that won't be taking off truma. Saying since there's always going to be a certain percentage of the crop that will be ruined, the truma should be from the crop that is anyway going to be discarded. And of course nowadays we don't give the truma to a kohen. We don't have a kohen tar. And like that, that should be considered a valid designation. Rav Shlomo Zalman was concerned, and his concern is actually based on our Gemara. The our Gemara is teaching us you can't take truma min arah la yafa. How do we understand Rav David Baharan's advice? So there are two ways of understanding what he's saying. He's not saying that truma, he's not saying that produce which is currently already not good should be used. He's speaking about what will become ruined later. And that, since at the time of the hafrosha, at the time of the designation, it still is fit, so there is no concern with the issue being raised in our Gemara. Isn't that a retroactive designation? Because we don't know now what's going to be the truma that's going to be discarded later on, the produce that's going to be discarded later on. To that he responds that it is indeed a concept of brera, retroactive designation, but since the entire chiv of giving truma bezman hazeh is only with rabbanon, we know by the rabbanon we can rely on brera. Another way of explaining his solution is because why, as we explain, are Chazal so concerned about truma ra'a not being given to the kohen? Because loy v'loy lo'oyroy, it shouldn't be given to him that he should have to burn it. But here, as we said a moment ago, the kohanim don't eat the truma bezman hazeh anyway, so it's going to be discarded anyway. So the concern of loy v'loy lo'oyroy doesn't really exist. So again, says the Brice, ain't tarim and atam el atar. V'tarim, if one did so, v'shagi trumas a truma, v'mezet ain't trumas a truma. V'yoyisi oimer, bein v'shagi bein v'mezet trumas a truma. So the Gemara is saying that the first Brice that holds that v'mezet, it's ineffective, you should not rely on the tzitz, will be reflecting the opinion of Rabbanon. The second Brice that doesn't distinguish between Shagig and Mezid will be reflecting the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Ask the Gemara, aim of the Shamalai le Rabbi Yossi de Leikonis. What did we hear Rabbi Yossi say? The Rabbi Yossi says that even the Mezid, when you did something inappropriate, it's still effective. However, here we're taking it a step further. We're trying to say that Murat Tzitz al Achilas Mishamadle, that we're saying here, we're speaking about meat of the carbon becomes effective through, even though it's tamei, it's still considered here because of the tzitz. Do we find that Rabbi Yossi takes such a lenient opinion? For Tanya, if anything, we see the opposite. Because the Brisa says,
please enter your
Rabbi Oimer had tzitz meratz al achilas. Only the tzitz is effective even on the meat that's meant to be eaten if it becomes tamei. Rav Yossi Omer, however, Rav Yossi says, ain't a tzitz meratz al achilas. So this braisa we're trying to say follows the opinion of Rav Yossi. The braisa that says the tzitz is so effective that even the mezid, it's effective. And the braisa seems to be saying that all parts of the carbon, the tzitz is effective, even on the part of the carbon that's meant to be eaten. But Rabbi Yossi, and we're trying to say that who's the town of that braisa, Rabbi Yossi, but isn't Rabbi Yossi the mandama that says, ain't that tzitz, meratz al achilas? So how can we say that that braisa is following Rabbi Yossi's opinion? Answers the Gemara, Eitel. Perhaps what we should say is Rabbi Lezer Omer, ain't that tzitz meratz al achilas?
And Rabbi Yossi is going to be the one that holds Tzitz Meratzel Achilas. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi will be the lenient opinion throughout. Rabbi Yossi will be the mandam that says that by Truma, if one took Truma in a raw aloyofa, even bemazed it's effective. Rabbi Yossi will be the mandam that holds that Tzitz is Meratzel, even bemazed. And Rabbi Yossi will be the mandam that holds Tzitz Meratzel Achilas. Ask the Gemara, Maskalor of Sheshes. But in order to come to this result, we had to reverse the opinions of the Braisa and have Rabbi Lezer being the man, the Omer that holds Einat Sitz Meratza Alachilis, and Rabbi Yossi being the man, the Omer that holds that Sitz is Meratza Alachilis. Ask the Gemara, is that resolution acceptable? Maskalor of Sheshes, or Mimotzis Abchus Law, can we take such a solution for Tanya? We would think that if the Basa became Tame before even Zrikas Tam took place, that if somebody then eats that Basa, he should be Chayiv for eating Basa of carbon that's Tame, Tameloimer, called Tohar Yoichel Basa. The Nefesh Shetoichel Mitzar, Basa Mizemach Hashlomim, Asher Hashem, the Tumasa Olav Nikrasa, teaches us the Braisa. Only meat that a tar person would be allowed to eat, chayav lo mishum tumah. There would be a chiyuv if somebody whose tumah eats it. The she'en nitel tahirim, but this meat that we just identified, she'en nitel tahirim, and chayav lo mishum tumah. There is no chiyuv if somebody eats it when he's tumah. Or maybe the way to understand the pasuk continues the brayso. El nechlo tayrim chayav lo mishum tuma. Meat that can be eaten by tuma tayrim, there's a chiyuv tuma. V'she'ena nechlo tayrim. And similarly, even meat that tahar person may not eat, like the boss that we just spoke about, there too ain chayav lo mishum tuma. There is no chiyuv if somebody eats it when he's tamei. And what will I? What would I exclude? Oitzi ani esalon. Basar that was left past the right time, or say yotze basar that was taken outside the azara after the zrika she'ena nechal atahirim, that since it's not nechal atahirim, that would be what the pasuk is speaking. This tamalim hashal Hashem to teach us that this basar, even if it's tamei, there's chiyuv. There is a chiyuv for tuma. Yochel continued the brayso sheni marves a pigulim asni saris. The boss that's pigle or noiser should also have a chiv of eating when one is tamei. And the Rishonim ask, there's already an iser to eat boss when it's pigle. There's already a chiv karis eating carbon when it's pigle. So why would I say there's also a chiv tuma? So I saw two terutzim. One terutz is that let's say somebody was a shoyig on the pigle, but a mazid on the tuma. Or another answer, he was a shayi on both. And the question that's under discussion is how many times, if he was a shayi both for basar and for pigle, the question would be how many carbon chattis would he have to bring? Says the Gemara Noisaris, how could there be a shayla about Noisar? Noisar is already, isn't Loisar long. And we just finished saying that there is a chiv tuma by noiser. Ella says the Gemara, perhaps what the Brice means to say is that afa bigulun kinesaurus, the pigle should be treated like noiser, and just like noiser there's a chiv tuma, so too by pigle. Tamaloimer mezavach ashlamin miyit. Ask the Gemara, Omari isol rabbisus elu. Why are we saying that basa that was yoitza, or basa that was lon, there is a chiv tuma? Or the hoitzi is elu, and to say to basa that there's pigle, there is no chiv tuma? Answers the braisa, echot shariva akos of miyit, amr, there is a ribui and a miyit, mavi eni and the elu, basa that was lon, basa that was yoitzer, shoitzel and shas kosher, at what point they were completely valid, that's why by then there's a chiv tuma. Or Maitzini is Elu, where we exclude Pigol, Shlohoslo Chasa Kaisha. Ask the Braisa, Vim Timer, Basa shenitmu lefnei zrik stam. Basa became tamei before zrik stam. Ve'achloi le'acha zrik stam. Ve'mnei ma'acha yavon shum tuma. It never had a shasa kaiser. So we're saying now that any basa that didn't have a shasa kaiser, there's no chiv tuma. So why does the Braisa say that basa shenitmu lefnei zrik stam, ve'achloi le'acha zrik stam, there is a chiv? The answer is, nay, shetzitz meratza. So we see that the Braisa is teaching us that tzitz is meratza. Now, why do we see that the Braisa is teaching us? The Braisa is trying to teach us, now we get to the point. The point was, regarding where is the tzitz meratza or lechilus or not. And the Braisa is teaching us, nitma in. That if the basa became tamei before the zrika, if one eats from that basa after the zrika, he'll be chayiv for tuma. Beyotza, let's say the blood, the carbon was taken out of the azara before the zrika stam. Somebody who would eat from that carbon after the zrika would not be chayiv for karas for tuma. For that, the tzitz will not be meratza. Ask the Gemara, Man Shamitli, who is the Tana that throughout Shas holds the Ein Zrika Morel for Yotze? Now we discussed the Mezekta Zvachim. If a carbon was taken outside of the Azara, even if Zrika was done afterwards, it won't make the carbon be considered a carbon. It's the opinion of Eliezer. Yet this Braisa also is the Braisa that teaches us that the tzitz is meratza al achilus, because the Braisa spoke about the basur, the meat that's eaten. So what do we see from this Braisa? If we take all the concepts together, we see that this Braisa must be following the opinion of Rav Elazar, because it's only Rav Elazar who says that the Zrika doesn't play a role for carbon that's taken out before the Zrika Saddam. And it's Rav Elazar who's the Tan of this Braisa who says that the tzitz is meratza al achilus. So we wanted to say that it is the opinion of Rav Elazar, after we wanted to reverse the opinions. The ein hatzitz meratza al achilus. This braisa clearly shows us that Rav Elazar holds that tzitz is meratza al achilus. So we go back to our original question on top of Amid, that don't we have two contradictory braises, how far the tzitz is meratza, if the tzitz is meratza b'mezer or not? Elo amar chizal loikasha. Rav Elazar, the braisa that's lenient by mezid will reflect the opinion of Rav Elazar. The braisa that's machmir by mezid is rabbanan. Ask the Gemara. Yes, we see that Rav Elazar takes this opinion that the tzitz is meratza al achilus. However, ask the Gemara. Aim of the shamlei Rav Elazar, the meratza tzitz al achilus, the loikonis, but that he should hold that mezid should be treated like shayid mishamlei. Says the Gemara in. Kehechi the shamit leila of Yosi, just like we hear, like Rav Yosi doesn't treat by truma somebody who takes truma metame el tahor b'mezid strictly. So too sham leila Rav Elazar. The Tanya, Rav Elazar, even be mishargi be mezid. If somebody took truma metame el tahor truma soy truma. Ask the Gemara. That doesn't prove anything regarding truma. Ema regarding kachshin. Aim of the shamlei Rav Elazar with truma tequila. So there is mekel by mezid, the kach and the chamir mishamatle. And the truth of the matter is, the rishonim say this question could have been asked on the top of the Amid as well, where the Gemara wanted to say that the Tana who's lenient by kach and by mezid is Rav Yosi, because we find that Rav Yosi is lenient by truma. The Gemara could have immediately asked, who says that truma and kach travel together? Ask the Gemara. In Cain, but if you're going to take this opinion, Mahaman Tame, the Braisa that says that the tzitz is meratz even amazed, who will be the Tan of that Braisa? So the Gemara is saying that even though we've asked the question that we don't have compelling proof, that's because Rav Elazar holds tzitz is meratz alachilus, and just because Rav Elazar holds you could take Truma taking minatama el atar is effective even amazed, shouldn't be necessarily a proof that so too should be the halacha by the tzitz. But otherwise, we won't have any tana to put to say is the opinion of that second brisa. And that's why the Gemara is still trying to say that the tana of the second brisa must be Rebbe Elazar. But obviously, this question, this teretz, is a weak teretz because there is no compelling proof. And therefore, Ravina says a different teretz. Tumasai, if the tumah happened, if the carbon became tumah, the dam became tumah, there it's a din, bein mishayg, bein mamuzer, hurtza, zrikasai. When it comes to the zrikas adam, the shayg, hurtza, bemezer, like hurtza. So the way the Rishonim explain is as follows. Regarding the tumah, it doesn't make a difference how the bus became tumah, how the dam became tumah. Shayg, bemezer, the tzitz is effective. Regarding the zrik of the dam, which means somebody's coming to do the avoida, there was stricter and only, the tzitzis only merat for the shaygi not b'mezid. Rav Shaila says just the opposite. Zrikasoi, when it comes to the zrika bein b'shaygi bein b'mezid hurtza. Tumasoi, but regarding the actual tum of the dam, the shaygi hurtza b'mezid loy hurtza. And the way the Mefarshim explained, given that Ravina and Rav Shaila take opposite approaches, how do we understand these diametrically opposing approaches? It's a question when we have it's a cheftzo, it's a gavro, which is the most serious? Ravina takes the it's a gavro being the most serious concern. Rav Shaila takes the it's a cheftzo being the more serious concern. Ask the Gemara, how could Rav Shaila say this? The hadikani, hadikani shenitma, bein mishayig, bein mezid. Isn't it talking about the dam itself, not the zrika? And it says the Gemara Hachikama, Nitma b'shoigig, if the tumah happened b'shoigig, uzarkoi, and then the zrika was done, bein b'shoigig bein mezid. In other words, the Bryce is referring to a situation where the tumah itself, the original tumah was b'shoigig, because according to him, only then can there be the ritzit tzitz, and then the actual zrika, according to Rav Shaila, makes no difference with shoigig or mezid. Ask the Gemara another question, Rav Shaila. Toshma Adam Shenitma Vizarkoi, B'shoigig Hurtza, B'mezid Loi Hurtza. Here too, aren't we speaking about the actual Dam becoming Tamei? And yet, the Braisa is differentiating between Shoigig and Mezid. But according to Rav Shaila, when we speak about the actual original Tumah, there is no difference between Shoigig and Mezid. Again, says the Gemara Hachakam, this is the way Rav Shaila will explain this braisa. Dam shenitma. The dam became tamei. Uzarkai b'shoig 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 b'mezid. The zrika took place b'shoig or b'mezid, the tzitz is effective. However, regarding the actual original tuma, nitma, only if it was nitma b'shoig can the tzitz hurtza be maratza, but if it was nitma b'mezid, loy hurtza. And as Mefarshim explained, even though these are sort of forced explanations in the Braisa, Rav Shaila feels that we have to force these explanations because it's the opinion of Rav Shaila, as we learned a moment ago, that an Isser Cheftza is much more serious of an Aver than Isser Gavra, and because of his strong feeling towards regarding that concept, he interprets all the Braises accordingly.